Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk. Someone else. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little hot to ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little hot to ride. Everything, everything will be just fine.
Welcome back to the Hardline, 590fan, 590fan.com. Dave Rapp, TJ Moore, Matt Rocco. Here with you from Tamarack Golf Course. Out in Shiloh, Illinois, Rock. Shiloh, Illinois. What do you got going on there, Matt Rocchio?
What do I got going on here in Shiloh, Illinois?
Yes.
I'm playing around at Tamarack, obviously.
Are you going to stick around and play?
I would.
Do you golf? Are you a golf guy?
Rocchio doesn't own golf courses.
I like golfing. I'm just not very good at it.
I can't see you as the golfing type.
I can't. I'm bad at driving. As soon as I can play
and putting with, and
no.
Chipping.
No, that's true. Actually,
overall athletic ability.
I'm very comfortable with chipping and putting.
I can't even drive the cart.
Yeah, I know. I actually love that part. That's my favorite.
I will say this.
And then chipping.
TJ, we once worked with this guy. We called him Big Todd. He was like 6 foot.
Ah, Big Todd.
He was a former offensive lineman. Played some semi pro. You know, had a cup of coffee type of guy.
Was a monster, right?
He was huge. So he was a left tackle, and we would do this thing where I would try to get past him. I come off the line, and one day, like, I tried this jump move, and he moved his hip, and I put a hole in the wall at the Hampton studio.
Because he just tossed him like a rag doll.
Rocchio actually got past him one day. So I was joking about his athletic ability, but he did get past Big Todd one day.
It was the easy move. You could see he was playing at a two-point stance. I knew he wasn't going to go low, so he's 6'7", I'm 6'1". I went low and I bull rushed him, and I got him on his heels, and it was game over.
You also beat Eric Messersmith in a race one time.
Handily,
from what I understand.
Handily.
He didn't just beat him; he murdered him.
That's shocking to me.
I embarrassed him.
That's
frankly.
Shocking to me.
Frankly, I believe I embarrassed him.
He once thought he was a really good basketball player, but then he wouldn't play Owen on one-on-one.
How dare you? How dare you?
Owen who?
Owen Schroyer.
Oh, really?
Former producer for 590.
Yeah, and current
InfoWars. Yes, InfoWars. I always joke when we got a hold of Owen. He was just the sports talk radio intern producer, and now he's on InfoWars. He's got like 90,000 followers on Twitter.
It's nuts. Rock, what do we got going here? We're about to have another guest. All right, a little bit later. We are going to have one more guest here. But in the meantime, Jimmy Garoppolo is dating porn stars.
Which is awesome.
I know, it's not awesome.
No, it's awesome.
Rapper.
It's just what she does for a living.
Right.
It's not who she is.
Yes, it is.
So you're a radio guy? Because there's a lot of bad radio people out there. A lot of bad ones.
What's wrong with being a porn star?
What do you mean, what's wrong with being a porn star, Rock?
I didn't say that. I said, what's wrong with dating a porn star?
It's like he's marrying her.
Well, he might.
What's
wrong with marrying a porn star? I don't see any problem here. I don't know why you guys are judging people.
I'm not
so
judging.
Heavily.
I am not. I am. I will be the first one to raise my hand and tell you that it is not exactly a moral industry. I don't think anybody with a functioning brain would argue with that statement.
I guess it's opinion-based because it's just a
really?
Form of entertainment.
What's immoral?
What is immoral about selling? Okay, eventually selling sex, because somehow we've come to the point where you're selling sex without actually getting to touch them.
America says it's legal. America loves God, so I'm in.
America
I'm
had in. Slavery being legal for a while. That wasn't too moral.
Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't help my argument, so you have to keep that to yourself.
I think we can all agree that just because something's legal does not make it moral. However, yes, I would not. If do it in three years.
I think she seems like a nice lady.
Do it in 3 years. I'm not saying it's an indictment on her personality. I'm saying it's an indictment on her judgment. I'm saying if you –
I think it's an indictment on what you. I think you have you're indicting her hobbies. You don't
like
what
you think that's a hobby.
You don't like what she
is. This
likes.
Your hobby? Why are you getting
I don't
paid
know
for
how
it,
TJ's going to take what I'm about to say here, but I don't know if this will make you think more of me or less of me.
Oh, no.
As a person, I don't really care that he's dating a porn star. As the quarterback of my football team, I worry that he's dating a porn star a
right.
little bit.
Okay, so generally, I don't care what you're doing. I think at any position of notoriety, you have to watch every step specifically. When you are the face of a historic top five franchise
right.
in the National Football League and a guy that, by the way, hasn't lost a game in the NFL yet.
And, like, we're ordaining you already, and you got that money.
And you're hot. He's so one of the best-looking guys
that
in the
Garoppolo
NFL.
That Garoppolo is so hot right now.
He totally is. And so, anyway, I don't think that's a good look to be dating a porn star practically ever.
Were you guys same draft, by the way?
Garoppolo?
You
no.
and Garoppolo same draft? Same draft year?
No, he was after me. I was in New England with Ryan Mallett.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. That's okay.
Mallett was funny. He was kind of a...
Is he as dumb as people say he is?
He's kind of a country gangster, if that makes sense.
So, yes.
So, he's got a dip on, but he's got a flat bill hat on sideways.
Kind of like a Paul Wall type, if you will.
So, yeah.
A little different than Paul. I mean, seriously, he's country gangster. That's the only way I know how to describe him. I really liked him.
Really? Good dude.
He overthrew me one time because he threw it 80 yards.
Well, he was a big arm guy. He had a big arm.
It was a hitch route, wasn't it?
He threw it 80 yards.
Yeah, I was saying you were just like running a hitch. I mean, Mallett, I mean, the guy had one speed.
Bro, I had a chance. It takes me 5 minutes to get 80 yards. Did you have something to say, Rock?
Go Jimmy. I mean, do you, baby.
I'm rooting for him.
If he was doing himself, he wouldn't need this porn star.
And I'm rooting for him in San Francisco. I think that's fun to watch.
I do, too. And I think they have weapons, and I think they have optimism, which is the opposite of what I'm seeing in Seattle with Cam Chancellor's retirement, with Cliff Averill's retirement, with Richard Sherman being gone, with Earl Thomas not being happy.
Right.
You got all those guys. Michael Bennett's gone. The optimism is absent.
Racist. Sorry,
he's a racist.
Say about Michael Bennett.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of his either. But
but
he's a good player.
I was about to say liar is what I meant to say. I don't like liars.
Yeah, he's a liar. However, I think that he's a very good pass rushing defensive end, and that is going to help the Eagles. But it's not going to help the Seahawks, who are going to have a losing record this year, even with
year
a top seven quarterback in the league. So we will see on that. Jimmy G, do me a favor. Don't ever be seen with that girl again in public. Do what you want.
Why,
private,
though?
Don't care.
Why?
Jimmy, bring her out everywhere you
because
go.
Because he already
restaurants,
did it once.
Charity
did it once.
Events.
You can't hide her now.
Take her to
yes,
church.
You can.
Don't hide her.
You absolutely.
You have the swag, man.
No.
Have the swag.
No. I think there's something to quarterbacks not being allowed to do what everybody else could do. If this, for instance, were practically anybody, right? I'm trying to think of a single – person that it couldn't be outside of a quarterback, because if this were Gronk, we'd all laugh about it.
Oh, you're saying only a quarterback is not allowed to
date
porn stars. Anybody else on the team could date a porn star. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, because the quarterback kind of has to be like, it's like the best of you, right? It's like the leader, the guy.
Like
who,
I said, as a person,
truly.
I don't care that he's dating a porn star.
I don't either.
As a football fan, I worry that my quarterback's dating a porn star.
Why? Why? I see that doesn't worry me at all personally.
Because he's not.
She seems like a nice lady.
Well, I'm sure
Rock,
she's
I
really
just,
nice. That's
look,
the problem is she's too nice.
I would like to take your word on women.
I bet you she's never gotten involved in drugs. Or
here's
anything
my
like
thing.
That
I'm
her entire career.
My
that's
point,
probably what got her into porn.
My
drugs.
Point.
How
being,
dare you? Maybe she's just you know.
Jimmy's got his money.
She's
okay.
A fun, she's
Jimmy's
a fun,
got the money
lady.
Now. He's got the love of a nice woman. I just hope he doesn't lose his desire
exactly.
to go out there and put up numbers.
You don't say that.
Because I'm going to draft nice, him high this year.
You don't say that. She's a nice lady. All
right. The list of the world's highest paid entertainers. Came out by Forbes. This is now the second Forbes.
Can I guess
list
who's number one?
That I am coming. Yes, you absolutely can.
The Rock, Dwayne The Rock.
Wrong. He was last year.
Damn.
Or at least he was the highest paid actor.
Actor.
Last year.
Actor.
He is fifth. You are never ever going to guess number four. You have a chance at number one.
Oprah Winfrey number one.
No, she's not even in the top ten.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How is Oprah Winfrey not? This is the highest revenue entertainers.
Okay, so
this year
I would have guessed 2018. I would have guessed probably
only midway through
8,
year.
10, 5, and 1. Zero chance on the other five. I mean, not even in the game. You could have given me all year.
If you've read any articles that have come out in the last week, you'd guess number 3 too.
I don't think I would.
I haven't.
Number 3 would be Kylie Jenner, who is somehow being called a self-made billionaire despite the fact that
that's right.
That's I'm sorry.
She's got a Billy?
She's got 3 Billy. In the last
Kylie Jenner has
in the last
three
2.5
billion.
Years.
Guess number one for me.
Since 2016, she has 3 billion.
I don't know who number one. I'm really. I thought it was going to be Oprah.
But
she's a self-starter like Donald Trump's a self-starter.
This has to be 2017 because we're not even through 2018.
Right, we're only 7 months in here.
So you'll get it then. What gigantic event happened in 2017 that the world paid way too much money to see?
Floyd Mayweather.
There you go.
There you go.
So he was number one. Guess who four is? This is you're never going to guess what I'm going to tell you. Judge Judy.
No, I wouldn't have guessed her that high, but it doesn't surprise me that she's that high. She owns the rights and the masters
doesn't
to everything
make,
of that
doesn't
show.
Doesn't she make $5 million an episode?
Well, I think I read somewhere that she also owns the production company that produces the damn thing, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's good.
She made $400 million this
year. I am a sucker for the Judge shows, by the way. I love Judge
Stop
Judy.
It.
I watch Hot Bench, Judge Joe Brown.
All right,
Hot Bench, the one where it's three.
Here is your
three
top
judges.
Ten.
Three
Floyd,
judges,
I like the
friend.
Blonde. She's
Floyd
a
Mayweather.
She's a firecracker.
Floyd Mayweather, number one. George Clooney, two. Kylie Jenner, three. Judy Shinlin?
Maybe? Yeah, Shinlin.
There you go.
Judith Shinlin.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, number five. U2, number six.
They just give
Coldplay,
U2 as a group? Coldplay?
Number seven. Lionel Messi, eight. Ed Sheeran, nine.
Lionel Messi, even with the
and
tax problems.
Ronaldo.
Still...
How about that?
Right.
So there you go. There's your top 10. There is a full list of 100 that I do not care to share with you. If you want to go check that out, type into Google.
Yeah,
the world's
and by the way,
celebrities.
Of course I know that it's Judith because the opening credits for Judge Judy is you have now entered the courtroom of Judge Judith Shinlin. I watch it all the time.
I'm going through the rest of the list here trying to see like who Roger
Shocks
Waters.
You. Yeah, that he's still on it. Because you don't know what is Roger Waters still doing that's relevant. Who
right.
knows? I can't believe they took the time to do the top 100.
Matt Stafford. He's
Matthew
36.
Stafford. See, I guess they're counting the athletes in there too, which to me throws the dynamic off completely because I would think there would be a couple more athletes higher up on the list, but I guess not.
Lewis Hamilton, number 47, $51 million. What is he? Car driver? Looks
yeah,
like.
I don't know.
I've not ever heard of him. Joining us now from the course, here's Denny Leaders, playing here since it opened, and that is how long ago?
It opened in 1965.
You've been playing here since 1965?
No, I started playing in the spring of 66.
Oh, wow.
My mother was born in 1965.
Wow.
I'm 34 years old.
How about that? We have just a couple minutes here. So tell us what the course has been like and changed since that time. We've been through a few decades.
Okay, in 1966, very few trees. It was farm ground.
Uh-huh.
It was laid out by Pete Dye, who was a renowned golf architect. Mm-hmm. It was the first one he'd ever done. Now he's done major ones all over the country. They planted probably 90% of the trees that are out here today.
Okay.
When it first opened, the ground was clay, and the ball rolled and rolled and rolled. And now it's one of the finest golf courses around, and condition-wise.
How often do you get out here?
I live off the golf course.
Right oh, really?
Here. I probably play 4 or 5 days a week.
How about
now,
that?
Now, we'll keep it a secret here. I'll turn the speaker down so nobody here hears you. Have you played any other courses? Over the
oh, I play a lot of them. I have a place in Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, there you go.
Beautiful.
So I've played all over. I've played Medina up in Chicago. I've played a lot of good golf courses.
What is your best
and
score
the one
here?
He chooses to live by.
That's
right.
Right. Exactly right.
He, has a place in Hilton Head. And he still comes here and plays.
This is where he plays. This is his home course.
That says something, ladies and gentlemen.
What is your best score here?
I had a 72 and I triple bogeyed 18.
How about that?
Any aces?
I had a hole in one on 17.
There you go.
How about that? They said he moves a pin every day here.
Oh, yeah.
They redo everything
every
all the time.
Every day.
So you can come in here and play. I mean, it's the same course, but a little bit different kind of shot every time you go out there.
Every time. And the course is in the best shape it's ever been in.
Really?
We have one of the best greens in this part of the country.
Yeah.
He's been here 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, Brian, we talked to him
it's
earlier.
It's really nice. We got the greatest help. Steve's a wonderful guy. All the girls here are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice place to come and enjoy yourself.
Do you get the boys together and come out and just – or do you like to play by yourself?
Oh, no. I have a – I run a league on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
And I also have 20 to 24 guys on Sunday morning.
How about that? 20 to 24 guys on
and
Sunday
that,
morning.
That group started in 1961.
All right. This guy knows what he's talking about. I got a little scratch. I got a little scratch as we move into through the open here. Who am I putting it down on? Mm-hmm. What's the smart play? Who's the guy who's going to make a run in the open this weekend?
I really think Tiger's going to do okay.
Yeah,
he's not the one that I picked last night when we were picking. You know,
he's even right now through 17.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll win, but I think he'll be in it. You know, I thought Mickelson would do well, but he hasn't. so far.
He keeps being a letdown. I've been bummed about Lefty. I want to get excited about him whenever he pops up again. Kind of like the same thing with Tiger, but he just keeps.
You think he and Tiger are going to play that one-on-one thing
for $10 million?
They might.
Well,
yeah, I think they should.
There's enough money involved, and neither one of them need it.
Yeah,
but so it'd be fun.
I don't care where I am in life. I always need $10 million. I'm just saying.
Kevin Kisner is 5 under right now.
Kevin Kisner is, you know what, if you wanted to bet on him at Vegas, he's 250-1.
Wow. Probably not anymore.
That's a value play.
He is way, there's gobs and gobs. I don't think, he's going to make the cut because he had after 17 holes today, mm-hmm. he had 21 putts. He made everything he looked at.
Wow. How about that? Good grief.
TJ, there's a couple holes where I've actually gone through 21 putts.
Hole.
I mean, like a single hole.
That sounds like maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah. I mean, do those have like a bad roll on the backside because I overhit everything?
Well, what you can do is you can run and hit it before it actually stops if you're Phil Mickelson and only get a 2-stroke penalty. Yeah. That we learned.
He stole that from me.
Yes, he did. Rory McIlroy is sitting at 2 under, tied for 8 there.
Yeah.
He obviously will be there. Zach Johnson, -2, Justin Thomas, -2. Trying to find the popular names here. Ricky Fowler is 1 under, and so on. I think Tiger is finished for the Jason Day is even.
You were talking about Tiger. Here's a fun note from today's tournament.
Spieth +1.
Darren Revelle on Twitter, who I'm not a huge fan of, but sometimes he gets some nuggets.
He's maybe the biggest dork in all
right.
of
and
media.
Right, and did you ever see the video of him playing one-on-one with Chris
Topp?
Yeah,
it's the worst
That's
thing
terrible.
Ever.
I wanted to punch him in the face. Tiger generated, if you've noticed and you're watching today, he's got the KT tape on the back of his neck today. They've got advertising on them today. The two logos, those companies, Tiger has generated $3.96 million in equivalent advertising revenue for those two companies just today. That gives you a little insight into how important Tiger Woods is to the game of golf.
That's good stuff. Well, Denny, thanks for joining us, man. We got to hop off the air here. I guess there's a show after ours.
That is.
I'd like to
there
get
is.
On the air. Denny, thanks a lot, man. And
thanks so much for
keep
on.
Swinging
thanks for
em.
Your info. Yeah, 1966.
Right.
Spring of 66. How about
that'll
that?
That'll do.
So there you go. That is Brooks Koepka, who won something or other, is 1 over. Phil, 2 over. Ernie Els, 2 over. And so on. It's early. Everybody is within just a few strokes here. And
they used to do the thing where they send you out to go play golf with the donors, TJ. Did you ever have to go do that stuff? Like Johnny Manziel complained about it. He always had to go do all that stuff.
No, I wasn't as good as Johnny.
if you had only kept playing quarterback.
How about, yeah, okay. I need a prediction from both of you tonight. It is Kyle Hendricks.
Less talented white Brad Smith running around out there, guys.
Kyle Hendricks versus Carlos Martinez tonight, 6:05 in Chicago. You can hear it on 670 The Score if you happen to be there. As we stated earlier, the lineup, Fowler is in, Bader is out, virtually everybody else is in their traditional spot. And, of course, Chris Bryant is off the DL, batting second there, and they have got a lineup in Chicago.
So who did you say is leading off for Chicago tonight?
Rizzo.
They're going Rizzo, Bryant, 1-2.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Rizzo, Bryant, Hayward.
I'm going to go with Carlos Martinez has a great game, but the Cubs still win this one like 3-1. And I'm going to keep this little prediction streak going. Nothing happens of any interest in the Cardinals go 4-4 against the Cubs in those 8 of the next 11 games, and we pretty much don't know where they are come trade deadline.
I actually think it's going to be the opposite. I think the Cardinals, in typical fashion for this year, will make things more difficult than they need to be, and they'll start winning games. I think they're going to win like 4 of 7, of 8, something like that. And I think they'll make a run and make this a real difficult decision as far as how to approach the rest of the year. I don't know about Carlos Martinez. I'll just wait and see. I'm a spectator tonight. For me, I'm just excited to be able to sit down and watch a Cardinal baseball game without hating the fact that I'm supporting the manager in the dugout. And again, I'll hate piling on Matheny, but it's just an excuse to get excited about baseball again.
Dave, this is a safe spot. You don't have to lie about hate not like being mad that you can't pile on Matheny anymore. Like, be honest. You enjoyed it.
Hey boys.
I'd rather the baseball team have been good.
The last 16 games, Marcelo Ozuna has struck out 16 times. He has a batting average of 172, an on-base of 182, and he's slugging 188.
Sell low.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your cleanup hitter.
For how long?
Can't be much longer. The problem is that before you would say, okay, well, Tommy Pham can slide in there, and that'll be okay. But Pham has struggled. He sort of came around towards the end of, really just the last game or two before the All-Star break. But prior to that, he was on an 0-for-20 slump.
And he did go into that break saying he was excited for the break because he was going to get with another hitting coach and try to assess what was going on. Remember, he said he knew
got
what
a
the
new
problem
coach.
Was. He just didn't know how to fix it or what to do to fix it. So, you know, maybe Tommy Pham comes around. I mean, he's going to have to. He bet on himself, right? He put a lot of money on the line when he made the decision he made in the offseason. So I hope for Tommy's sake.
That's not true.
That
he wanted to. They have control of him. He won a new contract. They said, yeah, I don't think so. You're playing for the. We still got full control of you.
Right. But they also offered him an extension at a lower number that he turned down.
Is that. I did not ever hear
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
Really?
He did. He turned down money.
Huh.
He turned down money because it wasn't the kind of money that he wanted. He wanted to bet on himself for this year. Or maybe there was never an official offer made.
Yeah.
There were talks, and he pretty much told the Cardinals, I don't like the number. I'll wait and see what happens.
I think they've got like four more years of control.
Well, yeah, because he got up to the majors late, but at the same time, they were trying to buy him out of some of his control years, some of his arbitration years, and he said he didn't like the number.
All right, we got to go here shortly. One last stat on him. He, prior to last game, in his 10 games, 167, 268, 194. That is just not going to work. When you got an OPS of 463, good grief.
Not good.
So that is the guys that you were counting on coming in the year. That is not going to work. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We are at Tamarack Golf Course. Come check it out. Place is beautiful. Clubhouse is really nice. We just talked to a guy that's been here since 1966.
Right.
And you don't stick around that long if the place isn't awesome.
When you have a place in Hilton Head.
make sure you check us out tomorrow at Top Shooters. Or we're back to our before the kind of
2-4.
Our spring schedule will be out of Top Shooters 2-4. And then it'll be you and John Hadley taking over from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And also make sure to jump on the website. Go ahead and grab your tickets for the PGA party coming up. We were just talking about the PGA Championship with Steve earlier. He called it for a guy who's been around golf for so long. Biggest event in St. Louis in a long time. Get your tickets.
Thanks, everybody. That was Matt Rocchio, TJ Moe, Dave Rapp here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Have a good night, everybody.